Welcome to Find Your Person podcast. This is Stephanie, Dustin, and Jake. And today we are going to be talking about investing in your dating life. And we have got a really special guest with us. She is a certified life coach. She has been helping hundreds of clients for half a decade in helping them through their singlehood, getting them into the right places and into the right mindset to really kick off their dating lives. She has dedicated all of her education and her training to helping singles like us, who definitely could use a little more game to set them up for success in their dating lives. And so really excited to kind of get to know Melissa a little bit better, understand her career, and hopefully get some ideas and insights into what we can do to be a little bit more invested in our dating lives. So welcome, Melissa. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, you guys.
Anytime.
I am so psyched. This is going to be great.
I'm super excited.
Melissa, we are just thrilled to have you. And I think to start off, how about you just give us a brief synopsis of how you got started in dating coaching.
All right. Well, I think it really starts back when I was 19. My roommates were like, Melissa, you're such a flirt. And I was like, no, I'm not. Like, I have like a bajillion guy friends, but none of them ask me out. Like, I haven't been on a date in like 9 months. And all the guys that used to ask me out are on missions right now. And then I just was like, anyway. So they said, well, let's go Google how to flirt. And we're going to show you that you do all those things. And then, so we Googled how to flirt. And then I was like, oh, these are brilliant ideas. And I picked 5 things that I was going to do that week just to see what happened. I picked 5 things. I got 5 dates with 4 different guys in 1 week after having like no dates in 9 months. And they were really simple things like wear perfume so you smell good, put lip gloss on because guys like shiny things, and like just really dumb things. Okay. And all right. But that's really listen, funny. Like, does any guy really sit there and think like, oh wow, her lips are really shiny today, I like shiny things, I'm going to go ask her out? No. But it gave me the confidence that I was doing something to attract men. And so something switched in my brain that I was attractive finally.
But and I do all think this, guys like shiny things as well.
Yeah, I do think yeah, so. But they don't 50-50. Consciously think, wow, true. She has shiny lips. I like lips and I like shiny things. And then, I don't know, like you have to, but if you are doing small things to build your confidence in your ability to attract someone, it's going to work.
That is really interesting. So I guess talk a little bit about your training and kind of how life coaching, you know, transformed okay. into dating coaching.
Yeah. So I started getting interested in like the psyche of being, I don't know, dating and everything. And then I went on a mission, and I went on a few dates before my mission and was going on more dates. And then I went on my mission, and then I was like, I don't even know if I'm ever going to get married. Who knows? And I realized I had a lot of confidence issues, but then came home from my mission and I just started dating again. And then my dad, he was like, hey, let's go to this life coaching thing. And I was like, oh, for reals? Okay. You're paying for it, right? And he's like, yeah. And we're going to stay in a hotel. And I'm like, does it have a swimming pool? I'm like, acting like I'm 6, right? And then my dad's like, yes. And I said, okay, well, what are we going to eat? And he goes, I'll take you to get some sushi. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll go. Anyway, my mind was blown. And then I started, and I had read a few life help books and self-help books, but going to an actual event just like really helped me see that I needed to just work on myself for a little bit. And so I started doing that, and then I realized how much the life coaching stuff could apply to dating. And so I started mm-hmm. teaching my own classes and then getting my own clients back in 2014. And I've been working off referrals since then, and I've continuously tried to educate myself and learn and grow. And so as I learn, my teachings change too. So it's been mm-hmm. really cool to see how I've evolved over the years. So
I guess another follow-up question to that is, how have you seen Have you seen dating change a lot since you started coaching?
So give it as the fluff. Okay. So you've got like online dating, you've got all these apps coming out, but really what comes down to it is the core of like who you are and how you feel about yourself. Cause these apps can help you connect. And like I used apps, I used Country Swing Dancing, I used Institute, and whatever you choose to use to connect. Awesome. I don't coach anybody to use one way or another, but whatever you feel comfortable using to connect. But once you connect with this person, like how you behave and how you think really comes out, and how you think about yourself comes out, even if you're not conscious of it. A lot of subconscious beliefs come out in your body language. And so people might, and I don't know, have you ever like walked into a room and you're like, oh, she is not happy today. And she didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
She didn't even say anything. And then, or you've walked in and I don't know, like been like, oh, he thinks I'm hot. Oh, well, he's too much. He's too much. And he hasn't even said anything. And like this one time I was like sitting in a gym and this guy was like, hey, and he's like looking at me and nodding. And then he like goes and talks to his bishop, points at me, and he's like nodding, and his bishop's nodding. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Step like, one, don't point.
Yeah, step one, don't point, don't nod, and don't go tell somebody. Anyway, so like you can tell a lot by body language, and we read a lot of body language subconsciously, and then but we create beliefs about whatever that person, I don't know, it just goes deeper, and we have to pay attention to what we're thinking and what we feel. We need to validate what we're thinking and what we're feeling, and not just try to push it away. And that's really important too. So there's, I guess there's a lot of fluff in dating, but there's the core of connecting. And that's what I try to focus on, and where you're struggling with connecting, and like maybe your body language really sucks. And I help people see where their body language is a little different. And that usually means certain thoughts. Like for example, like if I'm talking to a girl and she's like, oh yeah, I love guys. And then she does this chopping motion. And I'm like, is that a very like good motion? Anyway, like
I felt something chop. Scary there actually. So I don't think that's a good motion.
Yeah. I love guys to a point.
Yes, exactly. And so then I'm like, oh, and body language is a really good invitation to ask more questions. It's not to make judgments. Don't make judgments when you see body language, but to be like, oh, so what do you love about guys? Like, and maybe ask some more questions to get to the point. Be like, oh, hasn't a guy hurt you before? And that comes up a lot, or with guys that you're like, yeah, girls are awesome. And then they punch their hand. And then I'm like,
yikes.
Oh yeah. Let's talk about that. Anyway. And then I even look for like micro movements of like shoulders moving. Anyway. So there's a lot that comes up when I coach someone.
See, now that makes me really like worried, because I feel like I do little things like that. And so what, yeah, like let's definitely go over what are the things we are saying non-verbally to people we're interacting with, and how can we be conscious of it? How can we change it to be better? Or yeah.
All right. So first be okay with where you're at, and be like, okay, now I'm aware that I need to pay attention to my body language. If you catch yourself doing something, don't be like, oh, stupid. Oh my heck. Why'd you do that? You just blew it, you hoser. And like, don't do that. But, and I use hoser a lot. So just get used to it. Anyway.
Are you Canadian?
I love it.
No, I'm keep not. It. But I love Strange Brew. 80s.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Bob anyway. And Doug. Yes.
Yes.
Great.
Anyway. So like you can just pay attention to things you do and even words you say. Like if you're talking to somebody about dating and be like, yeah, dating's so hard. It really sucks sometimes. Like even that language can really, and what it does is when you say something or when you do something, your body is going to look for evidence for you. So you're right.
Right.
Does that make sense? So like, for example, if you say, yeah, my dating life really sucks, and your brain's going to be like, oh, dating life really sucks. Let's make sure that's true. And it's going to collect all the true things about that like any evidence that your dating life sucks to make sure you are speaking truth.
I think like to kind of go with that, there's a lot of conversations where I have when women and just in general, where I've asked people, people are just like, yeah, dating sucks. That's like the thing they go to is that that's the initial like, oh, dating sucks. Like this is a good, like, and then they just go into like, what about dating sucks?
Yeah. And is that going to help anybody?
No.
Think about it.
No, it really is not.
And if you have that on replay all the time, like dating sucks, dating sucks, dating sucks, your brain is going to be like, okay, oh, there's a guy. He's going to make sure dating sucks for you. Oh, hey, there's a girl. She's going to help you make sure dating sucks. And your brain plays tricks on you to make sure you stay true to what you're saying.
That's really interesting because I'm pretty sure in the description of our podcast, we have like dating sucks. We know. So then I'm like,
I'd like to think of that too.
We got to revisit that and change it up a little bit.
Because like dating is a journey and yeah, sometimes it's not so fun, but you can always learn from it. Always. And you can always grow and you're just one step closer to that person that's going to make you happy. And they'll not make you happy. That's the wrong word. But you can be happy with and that you're going to feel comfortable with. And anyway, like, did I date a lot of different guys? Yeah. Did I break some hearts? Yeah. Did I get my heart broken? Yes. And sometimes I felt like, yes, dating sucks in this moment. But I had to stop and be like, you know what? Dating can be really fun too. And someday I'm going to find the person that I want to date forever. And that happened.
I have to give a call out to a friend of mine too, for Susanna. She told me that like, so she was in our friend group and she was dating this guy and they ended up getting married. And she was saying like, well, I was going through something. She's like, you know, it sucks in the time, but then when you like find your person and you get married, you don't even like remember the things. It's just like, it was just all worth it because it's part of the journey. So shout out to Susanna. Well done.
It's true. Like I had several times when I was dating somebody and it was getting more serious and then he'd bring up marriage and I just felt sick to my stomach and I'd have to break things off. And my motto was kind of like, okay, it's better to be an axe than a butter knife. And so when I knew that it wasn't right and I knew that it wasn't going to go anywhere, I just like, sorry, this isn't, you just got to chop it. And you can do it in a kind way. You don't have to be like, hey, I think I'm going to throw up each time you talk about marriage. Like you don't say that, but just say like, hey, you know, I just don't feel like this is headed in the direction that I need it to or whatever. I don't know. You can look up good ways to break up with other people. I don't want to go into that right now, but if you sit there and like, oh, let's just take it a little bit. Let's ghost this person slowly. Then it's going to hurt a lot more in the end.
Interesting. I love that metaphor too. I actually have a follow-up question. So that is something I struggle with is being able to evaluate how I'm feeling based off of like, just like how my body is reacting. Or like, you know, like, cause you said, you felt sick when you talked about marriage. To me, I'd be like, I would immediately overthink that. And I think that's something, I don't know if you guys struggle with that, but that's something I would love to learn more about and like kind of analyze that more if possible.
Okay, so analyze your thoughts. Is that what you're asking? Or?
And feelings, I guess. Because you were saying, like, when he was talking about marriage, like, your feeling was like, no, I don't want to get married, or I just feel this gross feeling. Like, how do we know that that's what that is, you know?
So, I guess when I got hit with different feelings when I was dating, I took it and I was like, okay, is this me? Do I need to work on me, or is it this relationship? You need to journal about it. I really encourage journaling. I really encourage talking about it with someone you trust. Maybe a person that, I don't know, you like is married maybe. I don't know. Like I talked to my cousin and I remember her just telling me like, Melissa, you just got to trust that feeling. Even though he's a great guy, even though he's like super tall, even though he's like all these things.
He makes it.
Right. Okay. My husband is taller than me. So just so you know, but anyway, but only by like an inch, but, yeah. But the thing is that like you do need to just think about it, but then also pray about it. And I encourage journaling with prayer and waiting for responses, and just it really is your decision. But when those things come up, you can, I'm going to teach you guys a model to follow. So something comes up. So for example, marriage topic, and then all of a sudden thought comes into my head like, oh, he wants to marry me. And then the next thing, feeling, is like, oh, I feel sick. And then the action that follows, like, I can either stop and evaluate how I'm thinking and feeling that, or it's just going to go on a cycle until of like, oh, he wants to marry me, this isn't right, and I just worry myself, get anxious, and then I just crash. Or I can be like, okay, I'm going to stop. This is the thought that stirred up this feeling. Why? And so I'm going to just kind of simplify it down to, so there's thought, feeling, action, result. And it's kind of a cycle. I don't know if you've heard of that or thought of that before, but so thought, feeling, action, result. And a lot of times it is stirred on by a circumstance. So you have to stop and write down the thought. And then write down how that makes you feel and journal about it and just become aware. And then when you do that, you're able to fish through the lies and the truth. That's what journaling is really powerful for. For example, like, okay, let's just use an example of like saying your morning prayers. Okay. And we could say, okay, benefits of saying morning prayers. All the excuses for not saying my morning prayers also seem really valid. Like sleep in, anyway, but then when you go back through all of the things you wrote down for the benefits and pros and cons, then you can cross out all the ones that are really lies. And then all of a sudden your brain's like, oh, okay, well, we need to throw those things away because it's not helping us or serving us anymore. So does that make sense?
I talked to a friend and we kind of walked through that cycle because it's definitely something I've heard of before. And one thing that she added that I thought was really valuable was the difference between facts and beliefs or observations and beliefs. Because I think, you know, you've kind of mentioned this before, there's a lot of stories that we tell ourselves that may or may not be true, that may or may not be accurate, but we kind of treat them as if they're facts, you know, and we have those facts influence our feelings, which influences our actions, which, you know, creates results. And so what are your thoughts there on distinguishing between that?
I'll share a story. Okay. So I'm 6'1" and I am, really tall, right? I'm like, over half a foot taller than the average woman. And so even when I was young, people would say, oh, you're so tall and beautiful, but oh, dating is going to be so hard for you. And I was like, yeah, dating is going to be hard. I'm just going to be so much taller than the guys. And then it was something I accepted at first. Well, first I heard it and then later I accepted it and then I lived it. But then later on, when I realized that, you know what, there are tall girls that get married all the time. There are tall girls that go on dates all the time. And then I started taking life coaching and I started working on myself and I started going on dates all the time. I was working and this guy came up to me and he's like, wow, you're so friendly and so tall. And wow, you're so cool. But dating must be so hard for you. And then I just stopped him. I was like, actually, I've got 4 dates this next week. I'm doing fine. And then he was like, what?
It still counts.
What are you doing? Boom. And I'm like, well, that was a belief that I had for a long time, but tall people get married and go on dates all the time. And you shouldn't use that as an excuse. And you shouldn't point out people's excuses either. Anyway, so
that's true. That is really true.
He was like as old as my dad. And so, I don't know. You have to pay attention to the stories you tell yourself. And then some people might say other things like, and then for example, oh man, I've got acne. Like, no one's going to want to date me because I've got a lot of zits. But do people date that have zits? Yes. Do people get married that have zits? Yes. Like, you can't allow one thing to cancel you out from the game.
That's really interesting. I'm just thinking about that. Like, I'm
like, what beliefs do you have? What, like, dating is hard for me because, think about it. And what are your beliefs? And no girls like me very long because, and if that's something that's on replay in your mind, it's going to play out in your relationships. And you have to stop it, but don't fight it. Because if you're like, oh, that's a stupid thought, why am I thinking that? It's just going to create resistance and you're not going to be able to process it. And it's just going to be a pile of unresolved thoughts and emotions inside of you. And it's going to come out someday and it's not going to be pretty.
Okay. So let's dive into that. I think that's an important topic. So what are some, because we talked about this a little before when we talked on the phone, but what are some exercises that we can do in order to get out of our own heads?
Oh, there's so many. how much time do we have? Anyway, so.
We are doing great on time.
All day.
Okay.
So give it to all. Give it
so
to us all.
Just what I told you, just barely, journal. So maybe grab a piece of paper and say, like, dating sucks because, and then just vent on that piece of paper. And then go back and just be like, okay, glad that's out of me. Roll it up and throw it away. And then, or flush it down the toilet or burn it. I like burning stuff. So I recommend burning because, well,
I will definitely burn.
Okay. Well, if you think about it, you're taking stuff from your brain. You're basically like throwing up on this piece of paper of all these things that aren't true. And then you're telling your brain that that's not important by burning it. And the more senses you activate while you're doing that, the more evidence your brain gathers that that stuff isn't important anymore. Does that make sense?
Totally.
And you can sit there and be like, okay,
I love that.
You know what? All of these things, I hate dating because, or dating sucks because, or I feel like dating sucks because, or whatever, however you want to word it. I would be careful. Like, I wouldn't say I suck at dating because I wouldn't do that right away. If you want more coaching, like, talk to me. But like, if you want to just figure out what your brain is thinking, like, start with a topic and start journaling about it and then go through and like, what's truth and what's not true. And because you'd be surprised by, like, you can be like, oh, like, for right now, like, I'm a mom. And sometimes I have the thought, like, being a mom is so hard. I wish I was single still. Like, but then I'm like, is that true? Is that true?
No, just us.
No, well, hey, listen to yourself. Okay?
See, I just did it. See,
yeah, you did.
Naturally.
Listen to yourself. And I stopped myself too. And then I'm like, okay, why am I thinking this way? Why am I, like, what's really behind this thought? And I can write about it and then I can think about it and catch myself when that thought comes up. And I need to defend myself too. And like, when that thought comes up now, like, being a mom really sucks. I'm like, psh, you don't know what you're talking about. I get hugs and kisses every day and unconditional love, and being a mom is awesome. And so, and then I can catch myself and just be like, all right, yes, sometimes it's like, just validate how you thought or how you felt, and then just be like, but you know what? I've got my own back and yeah. I'm not going to let you screw things up for me.
And that's something I've been working on in general, just like, not even like dating, but especially just in life in general, is just recognizing when it is the adversary speaking to you.
Yeah.
Or just when it's opposition, because it's like, it's super easy to get caught in that trap of, oh, this is my thing. Like, this is me. This is what I'm doing, instead of like, these are my thoughts, instead of saying, oh, I don't actually think that. Like, that's just something that came to my mind. It doesn't have to, that doesn't necessarily represent me.
I wish I had it written down right now, but if you go look in the book of Revelation, I think it's chapter 6 or chapter 12. I can't remember exactly, but it talks about the war in heaven and then how the people, us, we defeated the adversary through our testimony and through Jesus Christ.
I got it right here.
Okay.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
So, word of your testimony, that is what is true. Testimony is your testifying of what's true. So Satan, I really believe that he can try to push thoughts or whisper thoughts around us. Because if you pay attention to your thoughts, a lot of the time they start out in a third person. Like, wow, you're so ugly today. But then all of a sudden they turn into, wow, I'm so ugly today. And so you need to pay attention to those thoughts and where are they coming from? And are they true? And a lot of those, I don't really want to say like they're negative or positive because they're just thoughts. But what you attach to that is where it becomes negative or positive. Because I could look in the mirror and be like, wow, somebody hit me with an ugly stick. And I was like, no, actually, I look awesome. I look like I just worked out and I look like I worked really hard. And anyway, so you have to have your own back and pay attention to those thoughts. And the adversary is a jerk. And he knows where you're weak because he was there with us and he knew us way back then. And so just pay attention and don't let it become an I am or I statement.
I love that thought of backing ourselves up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do too. And I think I need to do a lot more for sure.
Yeah. Because all you guys are great looking. Come on.
I'll stop.
Thanks. And stop it. I'll take off the hat.
I was really impressed with the, like, you guys noticed that there's not that many resources out there for singles, especially in the church. I don't know. You can go take a marriage prep class, but then sometimes you're like, I don't know. It's a little much. I don't know. That's how I felt. Anyway, but I'm really impressed that you guys created this podcast and you're reaching out. And I'm sure you guys are learning along the way a lot of things about yourself.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, yeah, for me, sure. It's been a little bit selfish. It's like a therapy session for me, but no, it's been awesome for sure. And one other thing I wanted to talk about as well is just the exercise we talked about where writing down the me or but writing those down too. And so I guess that goes along with journaling, but just like recognizing those thoughts of, oh, this is me or this is someone saying third person and just like categorizing and...
Okay, well, I'm going to teach you guys a tool about how to create your own declarations or affirmations. So when you feel really bombarded by negative thought, I want you to write down your top 10 negative you. So you can take a piece of paper and split it in half. On the left side, write down your top 10 negative thoughts. And as you're doing that, I want you to recognize, like, how does it make you feel? I want you to try to process through it. I don't want you to just be like, I'm going to get rid of this stupid thing because it's stupid. Because that's not going to help you get rid of it fully. But you can take that and, okay, for example, I am ugly. Okay. That could be number one. And then after you go through all 10, you're going to go to number on the right hand side, you're going to write number one. And I want you to write something that's true. And I know when we talked, Dustin, it was a little different what I explained because I've changed in the past couple of weeks. And I've learned a better way of doing it. So I'm explaining a different way in case you're like, oh, this is different. But
great. I like it. All right, let's do it.
So I want you to figure out what's true for you, like really what's true. And you can say, you know what? I am a beautiful being designed by God. And I have awesome legs. Like, and then, so I want you to do like a positive statement. It helps like if you can do at least a double positive and then add something that you love about your body. Like on my Ari Sparkle, I've got arms that could give the best hugs. I'll teach you how to give the best hug too, if you want me to.
Yes.
Okay. So, so after this,
we'll come back to it. Anyway, yeah, we'll come back.
But so after you go through your 10 negative and they might be like, I'm not good enough or I'm not smart enough or whatever. And I want you to write your positives and then take your paper, rip it in half, and then, you know, and you can be grateful for those negatives that you were able to get them out. Just say like, sorry, you're not serving me anymore, and then burn them. And
just burn it.
Yeah, just burn it. Go to the barbecue at your apartment and just torch it. Anyway, I have a number 10 can and I just burn it in my number 10 can. But anyway, and then
that's cool.
and then use the positive ones that you just created to say every day. And at first your mind might be like, this is not 100% true. But then you can say, you know what, this is something I am, and I've just lost it a little bit, but I'm becoming this again. Because I want you guys to really think your identity is eternal. It goes backwards and forwards. So a lot of times we think of eternal and eternity is like from here on. When you think of eternity as like backwards as well, like you are an awesome, cool being before this life. And you are incredible and you have so many gifts and talents, and just draw upon that. Use your patriarchal blessing to create these affirmations as well.
And I think that's something that we forget, is that we are the sum of everything before and everything that will be. And I think we tend to forget that, you know, everything that's going to happen is a part of our identity now, and everything that has happened is a part of our identity now. And, you know, that creates like a really whole person, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't create a deficient person, right? That creates a complete person. And so I don't know, that's a beautiful, beautiful thought.
I have one thing too. It was in the grand scheme of things, this life is just like a bad day in second grade.
Was second grade particularly difficult?
Yeah. No. Like this life is in the grand scheme of things is literally just like a bad day in second grade.
Like, I don't really like the bad day part, but
well, okay, is a rough grade, day.
So I guess that's
it is just a little on our real in the grand scheme of things, and I think that was the point of that comment. But you need to be aware that like you can't think of it as a bad day.
Positive mentality. That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, and you don't want to just push it out. You don't want to just push it out. I've been learning more and more. Like you can't just like get rid of the negative and be positive. Like you can't just do that all the time. But you have to be like, okay, why did I feel like that was true? Why did I feel like, yes, this is a rough day in second grade? And how can I create how can I process through that and then create a better outlook for myself?
And the way I've always seen it is that the bad times will always outnumber the good, but the good times outweigh the bad.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, you know, how awful my day was, you know, like if I, you know, had something positive come out of that day, like it was a good day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how I got through my mission. You know, I would have 24 house like doors slammed in my face, but the last door, you know, we got a new person to teach. We got a new investigator. It was like the best day ever. Like we were on cloud nine,
mm-hmm.
even though we spent most of the day getting rejected. And so that was a really powerful lesson for me to learn.
Jake, I'm gonna have you edit this part out. Do you guys hear the like singing in the background?
Yes, that's my daughter.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy.
I didn't hear anything, but that is awesome.
I was like,
yeah, you should have heard her this morning. She's like, peanut butter, I love peanut butter.
That's really cute. That's
awesome.
Do you want me to get her to?
Oh, you? I mean,
well, hold on.
If you guys didn't notice it, go for it.
I didn't notice it. And if we hear it, then it's everybody gets to enjoy a little girl singing in the background.
Maybe we'll keep that part in so they know the context of it.
Exactly.
Okay, so coming back then, we need to talk about what makes a good hug. And we need to go back to the things that girls can do to get more guys' attention and things guys can do to get more girls' attention.
All right, I'm going to talk about, okay. So I'm going to kind of do it in a different order real quick. So we're going to talk about some basics of body language. If you struggle with eye contact, get a friend and you just make a vertical line and then a horizontal line. And the crosshairs is like in between your eyes. And then you draw a little dot on to the right and then a little dot to the left on the line. Does that make sense so far? So yeah.
So you draw this out on a piece of paper?
Yes.
Okay.
Draw it on a little piece of paper, dot right here, dot right here. The dots represent your eyes. And then you just have someone that you trust put their pencil right where it crosses. And then you say, okay, I'm going to talk about myself for 2 minutes. And I want you to just mark where my eyes go while I talk to you. And I'm going to try to keep my eyes on you. And then that's just a practice to start being able to talk about yourself and keep eye contact. And try to do it in a positive, like talk about yourself positively. All right. So body language, eye contact. And then for girls, it's really important to, a lot of guys won't approach you if you don't appear available. A lot of girls don't know what that means. And so I'm going to just give some tips for girls to appear more available. So if you use your hands to talk, make sure they're not like right in front of you and like your arms aren't glued to your side, or else you look like a dinosaur, like T-Rex. I call it T-Rex. Anyway.
Beautiful.
And I know we should put that. Anyway, I wish podcasts could show a little video clip. Anyway.
Also, can do that if you want. We can like put that in like an Instagram post and just like have a video of it. That could be something.
If you want to go ahead and just direct people to my Instagram, I'll put a post up about that. So
perfect.
Yeah, girls, make sure, so open your arms up just a little bit. Open your shoulders up. And when you talk, just slow down just a little bit. Blow your arms just a little bit and just make a little bit bigger gestures. And then that will invite guys into your space more than anything you could really do. So eye contact with opening your arms a little bit. I was able to beckon a guy from across the chapel talking to my friends using that body language. I wasn't even talking to him, but he saw me and he came and I was like, I want him to come talk to me before I leave this chapel. And that was my goal. And I looked at him, made eye contact. I made sure I didn't look away right away, like most girls do. A lot of girls, like if they see a guy, they're like, oh shoot, he got me looking at him. And honestly, like that subconsciously tells the guy, oh, she can't even stand to look at me. And so that it's kind of interesting. But if girls will hold that and just have a, like for me, I had a positive thought that was like 2 to 3 seconds long that I would say like, hey, you should come talk to me. I'm really cool. And then I would make eye contact, have my positive thought, and then look away. I didn't like stare him down because that would be really weird. Anyway, but just a couple seconds, slightly smile, and then look away. And then I was walking out and he comes running up behind me. He's like, hey, do I know you from somewhere? And then I was like, well, you don't know me yet. And then there, boom, like,
there. Oh my goodness.
Wonderful. And then, yeah, we got my number and anyway, but not my husband. So
I was going to say, and now it's your husband. I was really hoping that was it, but that's okay.
Yeah. But the thing is that like, and I did that tons of times. And if you just eye contact, make sure the guy knows that looking at him is a pleasant thing by smiling and holding it for a few seconds and then look away. And that really encourages guys as well, because I'll go back to guys in a second. But guys feel really uncomfortable when girls just come up and make small talk, and I'll explain that in a second. So girls, another body language thing. I had a home teacher and he was like, so you just started a business of teaching people how to flirt? And I was like, yeah, I thought I could get you to check me out from head to toe and have a positive thought about me within 5 minutes. And he was like, sure, let's try this. So I'm like, okay, stand up next to me. And we started talking. And then all of a sudden I said, oh, did you see the sunset the other day? It was so beautiful. And when I said the word beautiful, I gestured from my face down to my feet. I wasn't even like, and I just like dropped my hands slowly. And this guy was like, and I just kept on going on with our conversation. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh shoot, you did it. And I was like, and what were you thinking? He's like, I was thinking you were beautiful. and I got you to check me out from head to toe, didn't I? And he's like, you did. Anyway, so you can use your hands and wait. I really think that it's so important when you, when you're using body language and when you are flirting, make sure you realize what it really is. You're opening that person's eyes to how awesome you are. You're not just trying to sell yourself like, hey, $5 for a hug from me. I don't know. You're not selling yourself.
I wouldn't mind like, that.
but you're saying like, hey, I'm awesome. And you want to invest your time and money, if you want to pay for a date, into getting to know me because I'm really cool. And so those are some body language tips for girls. And for guys, a girl really loves to feel safe and secure. And a lot of times guys will lean too much to show that, like, when the guys are interested, they actually like lean a little bit. Like if you're talking, you're like, oh yeah, that's awesome. And you just lean forward.
I've done that.
Confirmed.
And then girls will be like, he's way in my space right now. But if you just like, you're like, okay, I'm consciously going to lean back and just give her space. And you just stick your thumb in your pocket and you just lean back a little bit. She's going to automatically feel more comfortable around you. You can occasionally lean in and then lean back out. So, you know, so you're letting her know like, hey, I like being in your space. I'm willing to wait until you're cool with it a little bit more. Anyway, and then that really helps her adjust to you being in her space slowly. I'm not telling you guys things to manipulate the other opposite gender. I'm telling you these things so you can pay attention to how you're behaving so you don't blow your chances of letting people realize how awesome you are. Make sense?
No, I like it. No, I like it. I like that thumb in pocket, lean back, like chill vibe.
Yeah. And another thing with guys and girls, when we feel uncomfortable, a lot of times we go into, so for girls, we'll go into a more masculine energy. Meaning, like, if I feel uncomfortable, I'll be like, hey, dude, how's it going? And I'll like, oh, that's so funny. And I'll punch him or like act like one of the bros a little bit more. And then that guy, he's automatically like, oh, well, like subconsciously, he might be like, oh, well, she's kind of cute, but oh, she's totally friend zoned. Because,
interesting.
And a lot of girls.
Yeah, I felt that too.
But then guys sometimes will be like, oh, let's be friends. Oh, yeah, you're so cool. And they'll sit down next to him and like kind of have a girly, I don't know if you want to say that necessarily, but
more feminine.
Like relaxed around, I mean, and just put off more of a feminine vibe to be more of a friend. And then that girl's like, oh, he's totally friend material. So you have to be careful when you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable that you don't go into the, like with girls, you don't go into the bro zone. And with guys, you don't go into the besties zone.
I like the differentiation there too, because for me, I think it's important to be friends with the person first. So like, I feel like getting into the friend zone isn't terrible. It's, you can also get out of it, but like I like the differentiation, like the bro zone and the bestie zone, because like you don't date a bestie and you don't date a bro, but you would date a friend that you're really good friends with.
Yeah, and I think it's important that you do your best to keep that person in like a dating perspective and not spend too much time investing in a friendship for them to go marry somebody else because you took too long.
So then how do you do that?
I agree.
How do you become friends and then date at the same time? Or can you do both, right? You can do both, but like,
well,
how do you keep them interested and be a friend?
So you can start out and just be like, hey, how's it going? But if you have an interest in her, guys, just go ask her for a number. Don't wait.
Yes.
If you sit around on your hands in your back pockets and wait to figure out whether or not she's interested or whatever, then she's like, all right, well, taking too long, moving on.
This is exactly what we
talked
about.
You only marry one person. Mm-hmm. And once you get married, all of your girlfriends, all of your guy friends, unless you're really good friends with their spouse, like you're not going to do a lot with them. So have, like, for a guy to collect a bunch of friends that are girls, dumb. A girl to collect a bunch of friends that are guys, dumb. Because in the end, your person that you marry, that's who you're going to be with.
I would 100% agree.
And so women love a guy that is confident. And he just comes in and he's like, hey, I think you're pretty and I'd like to ask you out. Like, he doesn't need to say that, but like that kind of like attitude, that girl's going to be like, oh. And I can teach you more. I know we're kind of getting low on time, but like guys that come in, and it's really good to create curiosity if you're interested in dating a person. Because how long does it take you, Jake or Dustin, to really discern, oh, I have interest in this person?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not very long, like, right?
Not long, not long at all. But also too, like,
so to you gotta make a move.
Yes, I would totally agree. But also going along with that, like, let's say I do see like a girl that I'm very interested in and I do want to go ask her out, right? Like, what should my body language be like so that I'm not going to scare her off and be like too invested or too pushy, so, you know?
I'm going to give you just, and go ahead, Dustin.
I think it's what she was saying. Like, you were putting yourself forward enough to where she can see your interest, but you're not too much in her space as well. Is that right? If I've learned anything here. Hopefully.
Yeah. So if you come and you can say hi and just like, hey, I'm Jake. I wanted to come introduce myself. What's your name and whatever. And then you could just talk for a minute. And let's do an example. Like, say you're at a dance or institute or at the park with some friends. And then you could just be like, hey, I'm going to go talk to these guys over here, but I'll be back in a few minutes. That's a really good move because girls, we're going to start a timer, honestly. We're going to be like, oh, a few more minutes. Okay, how long does that really mean? And she's going to think about you every minute until you come back. And you won't have to do a thing.
That's smart. I like that.
You won't have to do
a thing. I like that.
And then all of a sudden, like, you go say hi to your buddies. And then you come over and you're like, hey, so thanks. I just had to go say hi to them. So what are you doing later this week? And then she could be like, well... And all this, so you went from like a 2 where she's like, I don't know about this guy. He's brand new. I don't know him. To like a 7 just by like giving her some anticipation and like, anyway. And then you can get her number and then be like, hey, do you mind if I call you in a couple days? And then boom, she's going to think about you until you call her.
Boom. I like that because like you're initiating like a follow-up, right? You're just like setting your own expectations and then she's always going to think of that expectation and then she's going to hold you to that, right?
We want girls look for people to feel safe and secure, and by telling her something and then keeping you're building trust and you're also building curiosity, so she's getting more curious about you and she's going to think about you. And so I always creeped me out, honestly, when a guy would ask for my number, like at a dance. And then he like texted me right after I walked out the door. I was like, ew.
So give her some time to kind of think, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And give her some time. And also maybe set some expectations of when you're going to reach out to her. And if you're a guy that only texts, just make sure she knows that. But if you are willing, and I suggest being, courageous enough to give her a call and just say, hey, do you mind if I call you in a couple days or on Tuesday after I figure out my schedule? I'd really like to do something later on this week, whatever it is. Then give her a time to when she could look forward to hearing from you and she'll think about you.
I like that. I think that's interesting and yes, agreed fully. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And then go ahead.
Well, I guess a question is, so you talk about how women have, you know, guys need to know that women need to feel like safe and secure in a relationship. I guess, what is something that women need to know about men?
All right. I'm going to just go into my 12 tips to better understand the opposite gender. And I'll post this on my Instagram and I'll do one page for females one page for males. And
awesome.
Then, so you all can go look at that. Okay, so my 12 tips to better understand opposite gender. We're going to start with males and men. So men look for relationships where they feel respected and trusted. So women, if you're wondering what it means to feel respected and trusted by a guy, it actually really is kind of different than what we understand as respect and trust. So I would encourage you to go talk to a guy that you trust, maybe your dad or brother or grandpa. Like, what does it mean to be respected and trusted? And what does it feel like to them? A lot of times it is like not being made fun of, not being made to look incompetent or less of a man. Sometimes girls will tease and it really can chase away a lot of guys. Go talk to somebody that you trust that's a man, what it means to be, to respect and trust a guy. Or for them to feel respected and trusted. Okay, and then number 2, A man will feel anxious when approached by a woman in every conversation until she gives him a reason why. And that is mostly true. So a lot of girls will approach a guy and try to create small talk, but subconsciously the guy's like, what does she want? 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 Until she gives him a reason why. So I encourage all girls, if you're going to go and approach a guy, go and just say, hey, I wanted to come and tell you, I think your hat looks cool. Or, hey, your tie looks pretty awesome. Or, hey, I heard you say this the other day and I wanted to tell you I really liked that thought. Give him a simple reason and then all of a sudden he'll relax a lot more just from that. And then number three, men like women who like themselves. So girls, do what you can to work through your insecurities and develop self-love. It isn't always easy, but it's worth it. So I really encourage women to do that. And also men like femininity. So look at some people that you admire that give out the essence of femininity and maybe copy some of that. And a lot of the flowing arms, slowing things down, being more open, smiling are more feminine things. I just thought of this thing. So I had gotten home from my mission. I'd just gotten dumped by somebody that I thought, or anyway, I wanted a date after my mission. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to church and I'm going to get a date. And I went to church and I wore a flowy skirt and I was like, you know, I'm just going to go in there and find somebody that I want to go on a date with. And I saw this guy and I was like, he's going to ask me out before the end of church today. And I went into Sunday school and I saw that there was an empty seat next to him. And so I went over and I tapped him on the shoulder and I said, hey, do you mind if I sit next to you? And he's like, yeah, sure. And I kind of did this little spin where my skirt brushed his knees and I sat down next to him. It wasn't like super elaborate, just like really small movement. And then I touched him on the knee and like gently raised my fingers up and I asked him something. And I just did, like, sometimes girls will do a little bit rougher touch, like they're like, oh, I need to break the touch barrier, so I'll just slug him in the shoulder and tell him he's funny. No, don't do that, but be gentle. And then all of a sudden, like, and after I touched him on the knee and touched him on the shoulder once, I'm like, he's gonna ask me out. I know it. And he did. And so, like, and those were feminine moves, like a little brush of my skirt against his knees, gently touching him on the knee, talking to him, anyway, just little things that I was like, you know, I am a beautiful woman. And that came out to him and he was like, she's beautiful. I'm gonna ask her out. So
confirmed 100% that would work.
Yeah. So, but I'm not saying that you have to be my definition of femininity to all the girls out there, but you figure out what your definition of femininity is and work on that. So, yeah, because every woman finds her feminine power in different things. So do that. Men are more likely to pursue a woman. This is number five. If she appears to be approachable and available. And so that's where open arms. And I also just really encourage women, like, if you can avoid approaching a guy, avoid it and encourage him to come approach you by being open, available, and eye contact. And number six, men develop love through sacrifice. So ladies, if a guy offers to do something for you, accept it. Just say, yes, thank you. Because a lot of times we're like, you know, I can do that on my own. It's okay. But, and even if you're completely not interested in that guy, but just allow men to serve you when they offer it, and it will boost your feminine energy. All right, things to know about ladies. Number one, women love to feel safe and secure. So, yeah, don't get in her space until she's more comfortable with that. And just create environments where she can feel safe and secure. And not maybe talk to women about what makes them feel safe and secure in a relationship. Number two, women are very attracted to confidence and strength. So whatever you need to do to feel confident and strong, like, do it. And if it's like, okay, I've got a date. I'm so strong. I'm going to do 5 push-ups right now. Just to boost my strength, whatever it is, like it's a mind trick. Just like I told you in the beginning, like I put lip gloss on and perfume and I was like, dang, I'm going to attract all the guys, because of my lip gloss. But it really was just how I thought about myself. And if you are doing small things to boost your confidence, maybe reading your affirmations or to boost your strength, then that's going to come out in your body language. That's going to come out in who you are. And girls are going to be attracted to that without you having to do a whole lot other than just be like, you know what? I'm going to do these push-ups because I'm going to build my strength. And girls like that. And it makes me feel good. True. So,
okay.
And then women who lose trust in their men. So this is number three, fall out of love, especially when there's not clear communication. So this is important because it's important to create a clear communication area. Like, so you communicate, or like, for example, if, like, I hated it when guys would come up and be like, try to talk to me and kind of flirt with me. And then I don't, okay. For example, this one guy, he would come over all the time and I just thought we were friends, and this happened for like 8 months. Okay. And he would come over and I was like, oh yeah, we're friends and he's cool, whatever. And then one day all of a sudden he ran up and kissed me. And I was like, what the, and he had never communicated to me that he liked me. And then I was like, whoa, that completely turned me away. But if he would have been more clear in the beginning and been like, hey, Melissa, I'm interested in you. Do you mind going on a date or something? It could have ended totally differently.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay? Yeah. Rape kisses are no.
Yeah. And
yeah, sorry.
No.
And it happened to anybody else.
Yeah. It was not my favorite moment. And that's just an example of when we weren't dating. But if you, like I talked to you about earlier, like if you make a commitment, follow through and fulfill it, that builds trust and also create clear communication. Like, hey, I've really enjoyed going out with you. I'd like to continue, instead of being like, yeah, maybe sometime we can go out again. Does that make sense? Like, you need to be clear and think about how you can really tell her how you're feeling without being weird. But just put it out there. And then number four, women feel respected when men hold off sexually. It generates respect and trust. So that is huge. I can't emphasize that enough. It was really hard for me because I think it's hard for a lot of women because we feel like if we don't put out physically, then they're not going to like us. But if a guy comes up and he's like, you know what? I want to get to know you for you, and I'd like to hold off on the making out stuff. Then all of a sudden the girl's like, I feel really respected. And so, for example, I'm going to just use my husband for an example. I actually had been praying. I was like, Heavenly Father, like, I am sick and tired of dating all these hosers that just want to make out all the time. And then, I prayed and I was like, Heavenly Father, I'm going to stick to the For Strength of Youth pamphlet standards. Boom. That is what I'm going to stick to. And that is what we're going to do. And then I prayed and I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And a couple weeks later, my husband called, and well, he wasn't my husband at the time. And then I was like, oh yeah, we can go out to lunch. And then, after we went out to lunch, and then it was like right before, Valentine's Day. So I was like, okay, I got to hold out until after Valentine's Day. But after Valentine's Day, it was like President's Day or something. And then I was like, so what are you doing today? And he goes, oh, nothing. Or I just saw him work. And I said, well, if you change your plans, just let me know and I'll come over. And he said, yeah, come on over. And so he invited me over. And then that night, and we'd known each other for years, you guys. And then that night he held my hand. He gave me a smooch. I got in the car. Jesse's girl came on the radio and his name is Jesse. And I was like, oh my gosh. And we'd gone out several times before, you guys, and nothing had happened. But that time I was just like on cloud nine. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like so giddy. I'm so excited. And then I get home and I had a text from him and it said, hey, Melissa, I'm really excited that we've been dating lately. And I'd really like to have this go, like, keep going. And these are my standards, and I'd really love it if you could help me keep them. And I was like, oh, shoot. Oh, snap. I'm going to marry this guy. And they were almost to the awesome. T, the For Strength of Youth pamphlet standards.
That's super cool.
And then I like started crying, and I was like, I've never felt so loved and so respected in my entire life. And I was just like, dang, that's awesome.
Sounds like a stud.
He is. He's super handsome and just such a great guy. He's wonderful. Sometimes I take him for granted. But, and women, I would also encourage you, if you want, like, a lot of guys will respect you if you make your standards clear. Most guys will. But if you're just kind of wishy-washy on your standards and you don't have boundaries, and the guys don't, then they're going to be like, well, I don't know. And I think so often we want to impress the opposite gender with being more physical, which sometimes backfires, especially as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so we need to have our boundaries, because true love, true compassion cannot exist without boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great.
And then the last one, I guess I have two more. Number five for women is, women fall in love with friends. So it is possible for women to fall in love with friends. So girls, be aware that if you've got a crush on one of your guy friends, he's probably already friend zoned you, and you need to make sure you're not doing anything to make you, like, let him know that you're still in the friend, like, you'd like him to come over out of the friend zone. You need to let him know that. And if he's not willing to, you need to just let him go. But guys, I've found more often than not once they've hard friend zoned a girl, it's a lot harder for them to pull a girl out of the hard friend zone. Okay. So that's important to know about guys and girls. So women fall in love with friends, and girls, if you're in love with a guy that doesn't have a clue or he's not interested, just check with him. Like, hey, I've kind of developed feelings for you because we've been hanging out so much. And then if he's like, sorry, I don't really feel that way about you, then you can be like, okay, well, I'm going to go invest my time on guys that are going to be interested in me. Have enough self-respect to go and just do that.
Amen. Amen.
That's really good. Yeah.
Agreed.
Anyway, and then, yeah, I had to do that too, because there's this one guy, I'm like, oh, he's not really that interested in me, but he kept hanging out with me all the time, and I started falling for him. And then I was like, okay, hey, I think I've got a crush on you. It's growing. If you don't feel that way about me, we need to stop hanging out. And then he was like, okay, let's stop hanging out. He was really grumpy for a few weeks, and his roommates were like, please come back. He's such a grumpy man. It's like he got dumped. I'm like, well, if he doesn't want to date me, then sorry. Like, I've got to look out for me.
That's interesting. And maybe this needs to be a different episode, but like, how I've noticed that, where I, like, even if I'm not dating a girl, I will get really close to a girl, and she will basically be at, like, girlfriend status. But, like, we're just friends, and, like, we can share stuff. And, like, we'll be, like, I have a couple friends, and I can think of them, like, still really good friends with. But it's, yeah, I find that interesting, that, like, it is kind of a breakup if you're like, hey, I have feelings, and we can't hang out. If we, like, yeah, I just think that's really interesting.
Yeah. With this guy, he was, or I think how it came up, he's like, yeah, I just don't get out that much, or I don't go on that many dates. I'm like, well, it's because you're spending so much time with me, and I really have actually developed feelings for you. So if you want more time to spend with other girls and invest in other girls, then I think we shouldn't stop hanging out. I think that's how it came up. And
yeah.
Dang. And that's a hard conversation, but
necessary. Yeah, that definitely is hard.
Because I had a lot of fun with him. I did. And yeah. But I had to take my, like, I'm like, okay, this is going to go nowhere, and I'm just getting older here. Come on, get out of his passenger side seat. And when, like, he's going to fill it with some other teenage girl, I don't know, just kidding. I felt like he was, like, after all, like, the 18 or 19 year old girls, and I was like a little bit older than him. And anyway, I'm like, okay, I've just got to move on, because he was taking up my time too. And everyone thought we were dating, and none of the other guys would approach me because they thought we were together, because I was with him all the time. So anyway,
interesting.
And then the last thing for females to know about females, women are insecure about their bodies and often feel threatened by other women. So guys, if you're with a girl, don't comment on another girl's body and don't really just stare clear of that. That would be just be smart. Anyway, if a girl might have an insecurity about that, about herself, like don't bring it up with other people and yeah, just be kind. So on that, so those are my things. I'll post them on my Instagram and yeah. Any those other questions?
I love that.
Yeah. Those are so, so awesome. Valuable. Holy crap. Wow. I need all of those. Thank you so much for sharing those.
Yeah, for sure.
It has seriously. Been such a pleasure just getting your insights and, you know, getting some of these tips and tricks from you. It has been incredibly, incredibly valuable. Thank you for doing what you do, because honestly, I don't think we have enough resources and I don't think we are investing enough in our own dating lives. And so really appreciate you providing some opportunities and some, you know, actual resources that we can leverage to make our relationships a little more meaningful and, you know, make our dating experiences a little more meaningful.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And if you guys want to get more from Melissa, I will put that in the description. Melissa Barr, she's a dating coach. You can check our Instagram. She'll have some links to her on there and check out her Instagram.
It's pretty new, the Instagram. So I'll be updating it. I've just worked from referrals up till this point, but I feel like I have a lot of information that can help a lot of people. So we're going to start sharing more publicly. So look out for that.
Absolutely. 100% can confirm that. This is great. This has been so cool. Well, thank you so much again, Melissa. Guys, this has been awesome. Let's go out and find your person.
Find your person.
Find your person.